Hey everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Scott.
Good. We're all who we say we are. There's no one new here today, too, so no new names to learn.
Sorry, special guest list that we tried to arrange, but that doesn't happen.
That makes a few things confusing, then.
We'll have to start getting more people on the show, but that'll happen when it happens.
What do you want us to talk about, folks?
Yep.
Tell us things. Email us at the website.
Anybody check that shit? Anybody?
That's turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com.
Fine, I'll do it right now.
Or bangbros.pr.
Here's the thing, Connor. I would help you to look, but I'm frustrated because Instagram, for reasons unknown, decided that it was going to be smart for me to log in again and linked all the things to nothing. Unlinked the things.
What?
I don't. It made me
wait,
sign
do we
in.
Have actual mail?
I'm looking right now. Hang on.
But no, I'm saying like Instagram. You made me sad. It might have been
you're making me sad.
It might have been the software update it did, but that's fucking annoying.
It's always Podomatic. It's never anything new. It's always them. Okay. Well,
guys, Connor,
do we have any messages besides from Joel?
Connor was really sad right there. I don't know if you heard it, but it was only from Podomatic,
which is the website that we post all the stuff on.
Yeah, like that's really sad. Thanks for emailing me, though, bro.
I mean, like there's stuff on.
Write me things. Send me pictures. Not necessarily.
How lonely are you?
I love you all,
but. Sounds like there's a butt coming.
Hi.
When I think about the dangers of saying, send me, I don't know, what I say, pictures, photos?
Send nudes.
No. it's not that you're not beautiful. You're all beautiful. But. You're all, it's just, I don't, it's not.
The word you're looking for is care.
No. Yeah. But I do care not to see it.
Okay. You've made your intentions known.
I want there to be no care. Yeah. Just don't. Pictures of other things. just try. I believe in you.
All right. Good. So this week in a drastic turn of events.
Oh my God.
Connor's doing something that Scott recommended a couple weeks ago.
Reviewing Megas XLR?
No, I should really watch Megas XLR again. And,
so good.
Yeah.
What's going to happen on What the Fuck Does Connor Tell Us About This Week?
Yeah, exactly. Instead of a show that I barely watch, I'm going to tell you about a show that I watch a lot. I'm going to tell you about Game of Thrones this week.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Literally in my Grail Journal, which is what I call my book that I put all my stuff in, is Game of Thrones. Just talk.
Just words.
So, I'm be one of those guys and hit you with the right up front. I've read the books.
Aw, shit, yeah. Son.
So, Game of Thrones and A Song of Ice and Fire are two different things at this point in time. But anyway, let's get started.
Spoiler alert. Season 1, Book 1. Done.
Season 1. There's a whole bunch of families on this place. It's really weird
so
because summer lasts
families.
For a lot of years. And winter lasts for even more years.
More
and fall
winter.
And spring, who the fuck cares? Because
doesn't
they're
matter.
Not summer, they're not
somebody
winter.
Somebody doesn't care.
Whatever. So there's stuff going on, and all these families live in different parts of this continent called Westeros.
Westeros.
Yep. And there's you know, the wolf people, the Starks. There's the dragon people, the Targaryens. There's the
winter
lion people, the Lannisters. There's the
Lannisters pay their debts.
Stag people, the Baratheons.
The stags.
There's the squid people.
Are they
the,
squids?
Yeah, the squids, the krakens.
The krakens.
Technically krakens.
That's fair.
The Greyjoys. And then there's also a whole bunch of little people that you really fucking don't care about that much.
Yeah.
Except for the Mormonts. The Mormonts.
Mormonts are pretty great.
We'll get to them soon. Don't worry.
Tyrells
these are the big
you know.
Families. These are like the families that are rich as shit. And
yeah.
they just throw stacks all over the place. I don't give a fuck. Especially the Lannisters. They have a lot of money.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Would you call like the Tyrells new money?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd call them new money because they do a lot of stuff down there in their arbor.
Down there?
Yeah. Down there. So anyway. Oh, don't forget the Martells, and then, you know, there's this other continent where there's a whole bunch of other things called
horse
free
people.
Cities.
They're not half people, half horse. They're people who ride
horse.
There
are horse people, yeah. The Dothraki.
Dothraki.
Yeah.
The Dothraki.
So, in the season one of this magical world and place, there's a lot of things going on, but for the most part, this guy named Ned decides to take his two daughters down to the capital city with his buddy, the king.
Wasn't much of a decision.
You're right. You're right. The king kind of said, you're coming down with
hey,
me. And he
you're
went,
going
but,
with me. Cool. He went, don't but, wanna, but king.
He went, but no. And then somebody almost got killed. And he went, but wait, I have to go with you. So
but
he
wait,
went with
honor. Winter is coming.
Now, what's his face? Ned has a whole bunch of sons. And
what's
one,
his face,
and,
Ned?
And all of his sons, except for one of them, which we're going to talk about in a second, decide to stay behind and kind of mind the castle. Along with mom, when all the girls go with dad because they
grew
wanna
up a lot that yeah. that chapter.
No, no, they didn't.
Oh,
so anyway,
all right.
So anyway, one of his sons wasn't. He's a bastard.
He's a son.
Yeah,
with another mommer
who's not Lady Stark. So.
No.
He decides to go up to the north because no one likes him because he's a bastard.
Where north, though? Not just north.
Yeah. So
where?
Also in the north of this place called Westeros, it's a giant fucking wall. And this
magical
wall is
fucking giant
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, like the biggest wall you've ever seen. Like Donald Trump wants to build a wall, put four walls on top of Donald Trump's wall, and then a third, and then a, no.
And then walls. Add that four
and
times
then,
wall on top.
And then the size of the wall that you get then, multiply that by two, and then add three more, and right. You might get there.
Also, make it really fucking cold.
Yep. Really cold.
Super cold.
It's all ice.
Yeah.
All ice.
Ice wall.
So anyway, Swice. That's the wall. John goes there to watch it, to make sure no one goes over it. Pause for now.
pause. John will be now doing a journey we will come back to.
Ned gets down south along with his two daughters. His two daughters haven't really got out of the house much, so no. They think that everything's all fucking, you know, like knights and dragons and all this other bullshit. No, it's not.
It's not?
People die and there's shit.
People are assholes.
There's a lot of
and
shit.
Die.
Yeah, people are assholes and yep. There's shit. King's Landing is a dirty city.
There's shit?
Across the city, there's a girl and she gets naked for a horse dude, and the horse dude fucks her a lot. A lot.
A lot.
That's super degrading to her until
what?
Later.
Wait.
She's a dragon girl. Her name is Daenerys.
Did you say across the city?
Across the sea.
Sea.
The sea. Across the city, there's plenty of girls getting fucked. There's a lot of whorehouses in this
also,
place.
But
yeah.
Also, there's a blonde girl getting fucked by a horseman.
Not blonde. White-haired.
White-haired.
Yes, white-haired.
All right.
Is it in Easteros that she's getting fucked?
Would you call
Essos.
Her an albino?
Essos.
Yes. Westeros, Essos. There's Sothros. How original can you get? I don't think there's a Nothros, though. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I know way too much about this stuff. Anyway, I'm going to try to speed it up a little bit right now. So a lot of shit goes on in King's Landing. People get sad. Ned Stark gets hurt.
People get sad.
Up in
the
north,
I know you're trying to speed it up, but
up in the north,
yeah?
Up in the north, the midget, everyone thinks that he pushed the little boy out of a window. He
imp,
didn't.
You little imp.
He didn't. So Mama Wolf, Mrs. Stark, decides to go down to King's Landing to say, hey, your son got pushed out a window and he woke up and someone tried to kill him. I don't know what to do.
I don't understand why she had to go. Like, I still don't.
That's just stupid. That's why. Anyway. So you're she dumb. Thinks it's this guy and she kidnaps this midget guy and takes him to her sister who lives in a place that you really can't get to. You gotta climb a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. She takes a basket up along with the midget guy. It's not fun.
And a mule.
There's a lot of mules, yeah. So anyway, they get up there, and turns out her sister's fucking batshit crazy. And not only is she batshit crazy, she's still breastfeeding her, like, 10-year-old son. And he's not doing so good.
He's
the lord of the castle. He's the lord.
Yep. I'm the lord.
Is he? He
wants king of the castle. King of the castle.
There's a hole in the ground. He wants to push people out of that.
Make him fly.
Back to the city. So Ned Stark gets hurt, and his sons decide, hey, fuck this shit. And they decide to go on the warpath and round up all their homies.
He doesn't get hurt. He gets ambushed.
He gets hurt.
He just, like, trip and fall.
Well,
though.
He gets stabbed through the leg all of his other retainers get killed. Yeah.
It's like, you were like, he tripped in a drain, and then he broke his, and then people
season
got mad.
Season one's a very magical time, because you still have a heart and soul.
Yep. You won't soon.
So,
I promise.
So anyway, he finds out that his friend the king is gonna die, and that his friend the king's, all his sons are not actually the king's sons. They're the queen's sons having sex with her twin brother, and they're their sons.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's weird. That's just gross. People do it though in this place, cause they're
crazy.
Is
that also why the little boy got pushed out a window? You're like skipping important pieces, but I understand.
I gotta fill in a lot of gaps. There's a lot of gaps going on.
Yeah.
Season one is a setting piece, and after that, it's just, I'm gonna talk about people.
Bran saw.
Yeah, this is gonna take
Bran
a long time.
Bran saw the sister fucking,
yeah.
And then,
but Bran saw these brother and sister fucking, and he got pushed out the window. That's why he got pushed out the window.
Yeah,
he can't
walk.
His back's broken.
There you go.
Leg.
Hodor.
Did you want to tell a story, Rob? No. Do you want to tell a story?
This is called Connor Describes a Show He's Barely Watched or Watched a Little Bit.
All right, I'm done. Okay. Fine.
You're not done. Don't lie to
me.
No.
Go ahead.
Take some breaks, but okay.
No, go ahead.
There's these people, and they're doing bad things in the city, and so the king's going to die in a little bit because his wife's crazy. Fuck, she's crazy as shit. Boy, is she crazy. After remembering what happened in the end of season 6, she's a crazy, 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 crazy bitch. Anyway, crazy bitch decides to kill her husband, so she sets some shit up, and he gets pierced by a boar because he's super fucking drunk. As he's dying, Ned comes in and is like, hey, but your son's not your son, but I'm not going to tell you that. I'm just going to imply that I know it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And he's like, I don't care. My son's going to be the king. And Ned's like, no, wait. Let me change that. So he tries to change that, and the queen finds out, crazy, crazy bitch, and decides to, you know, arrest him when the king dies, because Robert Baratheon was a drunk guy, and he's dead.
Dead guy is not, he's dead.
He was a good guy back in the day, but now he's dead. His son, on the other hand, is batshit fucking insane. His name's Joffrey, or Little Cunt. Little Cunt.
Elsie.
Little Cunt decides to, you know, kind of manipulate Sansa into being a little, you know, he's crazy. And his, Ned is rotting in the dungeons. So anyway, while Ned's rotting in the dungeons, his son, Rob, the young wolf, decides to gather up all the bros. And all the bros are like, we're not going to go. And he's like, but my dad. And they're like, okay, your dad's really cool. We're going to go and help you out. This includes the Mormons.
Yeah, bear people.
Which are big bears. Yep, they're big bear people. Also the Boltons, which are big torture people.
Flayed man.
Yeah, their sigil is the flayed man, which is a dude upside down with his skin peeled off on, like, not quite a cross, but like an X.
I'm going to promise you right now, don't fucking Google that.
No, don't. Don't Google flayed man.
That's the image you need. Don't.
Yep. You know those pieces of skin on the edge of your finger that you peel up and you're like, God, this hurts so much? Imagine your entire skin is that, and it really hurts.
Actually, Echocraft, I'd like to see you, I'd like to see you Google that, and then I'd like to hear you explain it to me.
Oh my God.
If you're feeling, you know, Randy.
Oh my God. So, Ned's in the dungeon, son's a little cunt, so what does the son do? He decides to cut the guy's head off. So, Rob, the young wolf, is on the fucking warpath down to King's Landing. His friends go, hey, you know what, you're the king of the north, cause fuck those people. And he's like, you know what, I am the king of the north. And everyone's like,
I am the king of the north!
And what do they say, Rob?
King of the north!
Yeah, king of the north. Like, imagine every drunk dude you've ever heard in your life, and they're just shouting king of the north all at the same time. That's what happens in that scene. Rob looks very happy.
King of the North!
So, there's another dude. There's two brothers of the guy who died. Their names are Renly, who is the gay one, and then there's Stannis, who is the emotionally detached one. Now, Renly decides to run on downtown and talk to his... I guess you could call him his boyfriend. Okay. Would you call him his boyfriend?
Who?
Loras. Renly.
Fuck buddy.
Yeah, okay, fuck buddy.
I mean, I think you know what? Wants more, but, yeah. You know, it's hard to commit. And,
says, hey, you know what? Everyone in the South will make you king. So Renly goes, yeah, you know what? They will. And then he goes down and try to get himself made king. Stannis, on the other hand, is a sad, sad man. Moving
miserable,
on.
Sad man.
Moving on. He kidnapped an entire fleet of ships and said, you can't leave yet. And they went, but, and he went, nope. This isn't, you don't see this in season 1, but it happens. Ned gets his head cut off. Very abruptly.
Spoiler alert.
You already said that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Anyway, your soul is crushed because you didn't think that was going to happen because they set it up like it wasn't going to happen. Then it happens. When you're reading the books too, you go, what? And then the rest of your life is ruined because you keep on reading. Season 2.
So sad.
Season 2. Joffrey's king. He's a little cunt. Stannis gets an army to fight little cunt. But first he kills Renly, the gay one, with a magic shadow baby. That comes out of a woman with red hair who...
Shadow baby.
Yeah, it's a shadow baby. It claws its way out of her vagina and then fucking, wow, he goes wild. Yeah. So anyway, Stannis is emotionally detached and also a little fucking nuts at this point in time. Moving on. He decides to move up to King's Landing. Now, Rob, the young wolf, is fighting his way downtown this whole time. He's like, you know what? We're going to go out west a little bit and try to fuck around with these people. And he goes out west. He made a deal way back, too, with this guy who runs this bridge. Have you seen the movie Harry Potter? He's Filch. He's a really fucking old guy who has a cat, except in this movie, in this show, he has like 30 kids.
That's a really great way to like describe him as a person too. Like, you're just a dude who mans a bridge.
Dude who owns a bridge.
Like,
you own a bridge.
Good job.
You don't do anything else. You own a bridge,
you
man.
You own a bridge.
You own a bridge.
You have power because of bridge.
You know why everyone hated the Trojans way back in the Trojan Wars? Because they owned a strait. So to get into trade your goods, you had to pay them a lot of taxes. So no one fucking liked them. That's basically this guy on the bridge. His name's Walder Frey. Another cunt.
Cunt. Bigger cunt. Not a little cunt.
Not big cunt. Old cunt.
Old cunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we got little cunt and old cunt.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you in a little while about a guy named Ramsey. He's cunt.
Oh, yeah. He's just capital letters.
Yep.
Period at the end.
Yep.
This episode is going to take a while, guys. So if you want, got a snack.
Boy, I have to speed this up. Joffrey's...
Six episodes of a lot of information.
Joffrey's the king. He's crazy. He likes to kill people for funsies and torture Sansa, so he does those things. His midget uncle becomes the hand of the king, which is kind of like, you know, the guy who runs the country while the king just kind of fucking jerks off and does whatever the fuck he does.
Tortures animals and
people. And he's kind of running the country and fighting with his sister, who is the queen. Kinda. Queen's mother? Queen Regent.
Queen Regent.
Queen who cares?
Mother. Queen Mother, because I guess he's...
Someone who really wants power, but doesn't want to know what to do with it. A lot of shit goes down. Stannis starts to fucking attack the city. Joffrey decides to fight him back, but using a lot of explosive barrels of green flame.
Yes.
Oh, I can do it? Green flame!
Yes, exactly. Have you seen Big Trouble in Little China? Watch the first 5 minutes. King of the North keeps fighting, decides to fuck a bitch who isn't the bitch he's supposed to marry. I don't know, that could set up something in trouble some later on. Who cares? Up in the north, there's a lot of these people called wildlings. They live on the other side of the wall.
Wait, what?
Up in the north.
No, not that. Name?
Wildlings?
Sorry, sounds like wildlings. I don't know.
Wildlings,
I
yes.
It's better the second time.
So the wildlings live up there, and they're kind of snow people, we can call them. They're not made of snow. Those are called the White Walkers, but...
Grumpy, savage
they're grumpy,
snow people.
Yeah, they're very sad.
They got reasons
very
to be
cold.
Grumpy. They live in a cold place.
They're very hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think Inuit without happiness.
Yep. So they're up there and there's a big army of them. So, the guy who runs the guy that John works for, Jon Snow, they decide to go for a little hunting trip up to see where the fuck all these snow people went. So they get up there, they don't find the snow people. Keep looking.
Just keep looking.
Now, the icy dead, undead army people called the White Walkers, they are there though, and they kind of chase them back down to the wall again. While this is going on though, John is out with the snow people. He found them.
Good job, John.
Good for him. There's a redheaded woman there. He likes her a lot.
You bastard.
Moving on.
Yeah, she does.
They decide, John and these people decide to go down to the wall to climb over the wall to attack the wall from the other side of the wall, which they wouldn't expect it. Walls.
Isn't that the thing that people need to understand? Like, you put up a wall, people are just going to want to climb over it.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
Just nature, man.
It's a big, it's crazy high wall.
It's like,
though.
Oh, there's a thing though. If you got the crazy, grumpy, no happiness thing going on,
go
ahead.
You got a point.
Really, someone should, do a mashup of, Sandlot, when Benny the Jet is running from Hercules.
Yep.
And the wall from Game of Thrones, except have him run from White Walkers.
That'd be good.
Oh, God.
So, that's going on. They're going down there. They're trying to climb over the wall. And while this is going on, Jon Snow fucks this girl. Everyone's happy. You like it. I like it. Everyone likes it. It's a fun test time.
Should've stayed in the cave.
Yep. Should've stayed in the cave, man.
Yep.
So I'm just going to switch to the north really quick. They jump over the wall and they attack the wall and the wall fights them back and they die. And then the wall fights the other guys, the big army on the other side of the wall, and they attack and they attack and they attack. They don't really get anywhere, but they keep attacking.
Cause you know, whatever.
Yep. And then Stannis comes out of nowhere, but hold on. Rewind a little bit. Back down the south, Stannis is attacking the city. Remember I told you about that and the green flame?
Green flame!
They're attacking the city. So he, loses. Stannis loses and gets pushed back. And while he gets pushed back, he goes back to his home called Dragonstone. And he's there and he's like, this is really sad. And his buddy goes, you know what? It is really sad, but you gotta fucking snap out of it, you asshole. We gotta go across the sea and get a lot of money.
Stop being a cunt.
They go across the sea, they get a lot of money, they hire an army, they go, they fight, they meet up with Jon Snow while he's fighting all these wildlings. They meet up. Great. Everyone's happy. Back down to the city. The city is kind of a shitty hole at this point. The queen's father shows up, So the king's grandfather, for those of you who are paying attention, and he's the biggest cunt of all.
Cunty
he's Lord Cunt.
Gunter,
Lord Tywin Lannister. Lord Cunt.
Lord Cunt.
So Lord Cunt is,
his name is
he trying to mentor Little Cunt, and he's doing a great job at it by being the biggest cunt you've ever seen in your entire life. Little Cunt is feeling repressed and stuff, so he likes to torture, Sansa, still. Now, at this time though, he's torturing Sansa, but he's no longer betrothed to Sansa because some other family, who Rob so aptly called the New Money, showed
new
up.
New Money.
And the New Money decided, hey, we want to marry your son, the cunt. Sorry, Little Cunt.
Little
Don't
cunt.
Forget, we're getting a cunt.
Yeah.
So
he's already betrothed to Sansa.
So Little Cunt gets betrothed to, what's her name? Blondie. I'm just going to call her Blondie.
Marjorie.
Oh, yeah, Marjorie.
Marjorie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her name. Marjorie's hot.
Yep.
That's really all you got to know. She's hot and everyone likes her a lot.
I'm really sad still.
Now, she liked, I think, to have threesomes with her brother. Not really 100% sure. But he would never, put it in her. He'd only put it in the dude. And then, the dude
I think,
put it in
she
her.
Didn't mind, that he, I think.
There was some weird, ambiguous stuff
fucking
going on there.
Weird.
Fucking so weird. Anyway.
Gross. Never mind.
She makes friends with Sansa, and Sansa's like, don't do Joffrey, he's crazy. And she's like, you know what? I can control crazy, don't worry about it.
Girl,
and she tries to control
crazy.
So, he's torturing her. He's torturing Sansa, while he's also trying to he's trying to keep the crazy at bay in front of Marjorie. He's not doing a good job at it, though.
No, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's fucking so crazy. Lord Cunt is over here trying to run the country. He sent the imp, the little brother, to be the master of coin because, he's gotta do something to pull his fucking little ass weight around here. God, come on.
He knows money.
Yeah, he knows money. He's not old money or new money. He just knows money.
Right.
Speaking of his nose, it got cut in the battle, so he's almost got a big scar over his nose. In the book, he lost his whole fucking nose, so he doesn't have a nose in the book. Moving on.
Nose face.
No nose. The imp with no nose.
Nicky no nose.
Yep. The queen, Marjorie, who becomes the queen, her grandmother decides she wants to kill Little Cunt. So they poison Little Cunt. While they poison Little Cunt, turns out the imp gets blamed for it. Good for the sister, who didn't like the imp. And bad for Sansa, who decides to get the fuck out of Dodge. And she gets the fuck out of Dodge with who I'm going to call Perv Mustache. Pencil Mustache.
Perv Mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him, his real name is Peter Baelish, but we're going to call him Perv Mustache.
I mean, Littlefinger's great.
Littlefinger is great, but I like Perv Mustache. Yeah. Or Pedophile Mustache?
Yes.
Yeah, Pedophile Mustache sound good? Okay. Pedo Stash.
Pedo Stash.
Pedo Stash.
Looks like a pedophile.
People die. A lot of people die. A lot of people die, and more people die. So, King dies, they bury him, and they blame the imp for it. They're going to kill him, but he decides to get his bro, whose name is Oberyn, to fight for him. Oberyn fights the guy who killed Oberyn's sister, and Oberyn almost beats this man, whose name is The Mountain. See, I don't have to give anything else for him. The Mountain is big and scary, by the way. Watch out for him.
Just Mountain. Yeah.
I'm missing a whole subplot, and I just realized it right now. Fuck my life.
The Mountain and the Clegane.
Nope.
And the Bowl.
Yep. I thought about the Clegane and I thought about Arya and I realized I haven't told you a fucking thing about Arya this whole goddamn time.
I mean, you kind of hinted at her. I tried to get you to, but
you yelled at me.
It's fine.
Very, very vaguely. So anyway.
How long have we spent on this?
A long time. I'm going to try to, let's wrap up some bows on this shit right now.
I mean, this is a video game podcast. Let's talk about the Game of Thrones game.
Yeah, Game of Thrones game. Great. Okay. Overall, there's the army of the undead is coming down over the wall and they got to fucking fight it out and figure out how to get them out of there. The queen, she has lost every single one of her children, two of which have been kings. They're all fucking dead. The imp is on the other side of the ocean with that white haired chick I told you about a little bit, who's my favorite, by the way. And she's out there doing a lot of dumb shit, but she basically gets a nice big army.
Get
that she's going to bring back to Westeros, because that's where she's from, to win back the Iron Throne. Ha ha! And the queen kills everybody because she's fucking crazy. There's this guy named Cunt who I didn't tell you about. He likes to cut people apart and cut off penises and
you
torture people.
You did tell us about a little bit. You
his
you
name's
stated,
Cunt. His we, he's Ramsey.
Remember we talked about that his name was Cunt, all capital letters, period.
Flayed man.
Cunt.
Yes, he likes to flay people for real.
Like actually flay.
Tortures a lot of people. Wow, just completely missed another subplot too.
Yep.
Theon, hello. God, there's a lot of people. There's dragons. There's dragons. There's dragons. You should watch it for the fucking dragons and the sex.
I mean, you gotta watch for, like, something. Never mind. I got distracted.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you thought about sex, didn't you? Yeah. Most of it is, like, people die who you don't want to die. Like, remember the young wolf? He's all nice and happy, and then he gets fucking killed at his uncle's wedding.
Right.
Like, brutally. Like, his wife gets stabbed multiple times in her pregnant stomach.
Was it a white wedding, Connor?
No, it was a red wedding.
Oh, shit.
Billy Idol was wrong. It's a great day for a red wedding.
Oh, well, I don't... You're using a very interesting definition of great.
So fucking... A lot of people die. A lot, you're sad. You're not, you don't trust the writers anymore. And then this last season, they just kind of gave into every fan service that you could possibly want. And now you kind of trust them again. They're just going to rip your heart out again. Don't fucking...
Yeah, they
don't
absolutely
worry about
will.
It. Yep. But it's almost winter. This whole time it's been summer and or fall.
Winter is coming.
Yep. So, Game of Thrones is a great show. You should watch it. Great. There's too much to talk about right now, though. So, let's move on. I don't want to talk anymore. What'd you guys do last week?
Scott, what'd you do?
I went to a carnival and played some carnival games.
That's adorable.
I did, the
did
old...
Did you win?
No.
No one ever wins.
You did the old throw in the ring and, the pop the balloon.
The old throw in the ring.
You throw the ring on the milk bottles and you try to get the connect and get on there. The water game where you spray water into like a clown's mouth and it makes the ball go up. Or the balloon expand.
I don't know why I never recognized how sexual that game is.
We're talking about like anal probes right now. I tune out for 3 seconds.
That's really... I'm gonna look at that entirely different the next time I see it. That's really weird.
He's just getting some water in his mouth.
Just a little bit of water.
And then ate some fair food. I had a Jamaican beef patty and a deep fried Twinkie and some conch fritters. My girlfriend had some strawberry shortcake. Walked around, did some stuff.
It's nice of you to let her eat dessert.
She also had chicken fingers and fries she wanted.
I mean. I figured there wasn't any food left.
Oh, also you took you did the slide thing with the sacks, with like the potato sacks. They had that giant slide.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And the Gravitron.
The Gravitron. All right.
Where you just spin around and it smells like puke.
Oh, gross.
You do that?
Was that your date, smelling puke?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
We watched fireworks that night.
Oh,
good.
Very nice.
Sat on the beach, watched fireworks.
Very nice.
And then we went out to a nice Italian restaurant.
Oh. Did you have Chianti?
No. Roasted garlic, frutta di mare, bolognese.
Bolognese.
Some nice things. They serve it all in the pan. It's a nice place. It's my favorite.
They make it up for you real nice. Put it on a plate. It's pretty good.
They don't put it on a plate. They serve it in the pan.
Oh. All right.
One of my favorite restaurants.
Nice.
And then played some Battleborn, and then I almost booted up Mighty No. 9. I almost gave in and played it again.
You won't.
And then I decided no.
You won't.
Didn't want to torture yourself at all?
No, I'm gonna... At this point, it's gonna be like Titanic, the end of Titanic. I know I've made this reference in like regards to Last Guardian, but the next Mega Man game that comes out, it's gonna be like that. Like, official Mega Man game is going to be, it's been 70 years. Time to fight the robot masters.
Oh, my God. That you'll be right about that, too, which would be the funny part.
That's terrible.
Capcom will come out of bankruptcy for 1 minute and just be like, Mega Man. And then disappear forever.
We found some
money. And then disappear forever.
Wily's not dead yet. Oh, Wily. I don't know. Maybe I should go back and, like, get an emulator and play Mega Man Battle Network.
Why not?
Or, Star Force. Something. I don't know. I think I might need to boot up some Pokemons. Cause Pokemon's coming soon.
Which Pokemons are you gonna boot up?
Omega Ruby, cause that's where my Arcanine is.
Tight, tight.
And my Umbreon. And my Swampert. They're good peoples.
They're not people.
They're not peoples.
These things are not people. They're ones and zeros. Then,
people, bitch.
I'll do stuff. And then, all of my accounts got, hacked for fraud this past week. So, I had to basically, I had no credit cards at all and no form of payment.
You told me a little bit about this. Rob, have you been to Wendy's in the last 2 years?
Never. I mean, maybe, probably.
Have you used your card at Wendy's in the last 2 years?
Maybe.
You might have been hacked. I might have been hacked too. Listener, if you've purchased Wendy's fast food old fashioned hamburgers in the last 2 years with your card.
God, that Baconator was so good.
Boy, is it always good. Even the son of Baconator is tasty. You might have gotten hacked. Anyway, continue.
They might have shut off your card while you were trying to repair the brakes on your car, and you may have had to call your mother for a form of payment. this is awkward.
It happens.
Had a nice weekend on the vineyard and relaxed and liked enjoying stuff. And then I worked, cause work's what happens. I need to find a game. I think I might cave and buy Bioshock Collection when it comes out in like 2 weeks. Or September 13th, 3 weeks. But I got some stuff. Since I'm waiting till Final Fantasy 15, which they've promised won't have a day one patch. They've said it hopefully won't have a day one patch. It's probably gonna have a day one patch.
I was gonna say, you played video games in the last 5 years?
Well, they said that the reason they're delaying it is so that they can install all the content that would be a day one patch.
Okay.
So there's probably going to be a day one patch.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. There's usually a day one patch.
Just accept the day one patch. I'm fine with it.
Yep.
It's great. It's
whatever. I just want that. And then we'll see. There's got to be something happening. I mean, all the stuff that I want to play, I don't know if I want to play it right now because I don't know about No Man's Sky.
We'll tell you more this week.
I'm enjoying it. Oh, there's a new Battleborn that comes out this week.
Character?
Yeah.
Do we have any new maps yet?
Nope, they still haven't announced.
Yep, then I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Who's the new character?
Ernest, the support bird. He's got a grenade launcher and a giant atomic missile on his back.
What kind of bird is he? If we got a rocket hawk, what is he, a greneagle?
He's a bomb bird. He was originally supposed to be an owl or a honey badger.
Okay.
There was a bunch of funny honey badger artwork that came up during their live stream, and it was good.
Good.
I would have preferred a little owl. That would have been fun.
Owl would rule.
He's kind of like a fat little pink piece of shit. I don't know. He's got a large hitbox, so we'll see how he plays.
All right.
Should be easy for Pendles to kill.
Probably.
Oh, Pendles.
Anything else?
Let's see. I probably have something in my backlog that I could play. Like, I feel like I should just boot up, like, Infamous Second Son and play that again. Or play, no, we already did Wolf.
Any games that you have not played yet that you have on your backlog?
Dragon Age Inquisition or Far Cry 4?
Oh, I gotta finish 4 or 5.
Far Cry 4 is great. I haven't played Dragon Age Inquisition, but I've only heard good things. That would definitely
tie you. I bought Dragon Age, but when I had money, and I was just like, these will eat time! And then I was like, I want, like, the more, like, I've heard you, like, ask for it, the more I want to play Mass Effect. The more I just want to go back and just play with Morden and Garrus and Grunt. I just want to see Grunt jump out the hospital window again and do all that stuff. And
we're going to talk about that in a little bit, too.
And Garrus doing stuff, because it's 2 months till N7 Day, or 3 months till N7 Day. And
oh, you just made me think. If they hold Mass Effect Andromeda news until N7 Day, I'm going to fucking write an EA a very angry forum post.
Yeah, that's what they'll probably do.
It's called N7 Day for a reason. It's like Bungie Day or whatever.
We're going to hide all the Andromeda news and then fucking drop it on you.
Because we think
you'll
like it. It's
just
going to
be a massive dump, probably.
It will. It'll be everything, but it'll fucking, like, fuck you.
I can't wait.
Here's, like, the first four characters in the game. Here's a video. Here's the release date. We're going to make it good.
We've been making it.
Yeah.
It's here. Look at it.
I understand that life is about patience.
Also, now you have lightsabers, cause, we're all under one roof.
I wish that video game, like launch announcements were just like iPhone launch announcements, where it's like, hey guys, this phone comes out, we just showed it to you today, it comes out in 2 weeks. I wish that, like, came out and they were like, hey, this is Mass Effect Andromeda, we're making it, comes out in 2 weeks.
But you have to build the hype for it, and like, you have all those pre-order bonuses, it's not like...
I know. It's a different game.
It's not as easy.
So if that's it, then Rob, fuck'd you do?
Things. So I played, of course, No Man's Sky.
Of course.
And I had a lot of fun. But I'm gonna tell you a sad tale. A tale of sad woes.
I've known this sad tale, but continue.
Yeah, you experienced the sad tale, and you persevered, and I'm gonna do it.
And I'll tell you why I persevered too, but continue.
Yeah, yours would have made me want to stop even more. Mine was just fucking irritating. So, there is a market system in the game, and I think, did we talk about it last week? Yeah, we both said we talked about it last week.
Yeah, you can have that trans warp thing. Yeah, or
the dynamic resonator. But yeah.
We didn't really 100% talk about it because we had just figured it out and you had like just, I think we had,
I think we mentioned we were going to try something and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We mentioned we were going to try it right after this. Something.
Yeah.
Vaguely. Anyway. There's a market system and Polygon had posted a article about how you can, like, there's a way to get a lot of money. You can sit in the hangar, buy a bunch of these one product, the dynamic resonator, from anybody who comes in, because they'll sell them to you for less the value, like the galactic average, and then you'll just take them over to the guy who buys things in that station, sell them for nearly 100% the galactic average because he's out of his mind. As it turns out, it's actually just the market system. There's things in every system that do that. The dynamic resonator is the thing that I found is, like, if you find the system that it'll sell well, it's the most prevalent. I found other things, but the ratio is never as good. Or if I do find something, it's something that everyone else doesn't really have.
Yeah.
But everybody has fucking dynamic resonators. And,
at least one.
Yeah. I also find that in those systems where the value's good, on my end, there are some ship captains that don't. They sell it above market value
because
they want it. Or, you know, there's some need for it and blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, I'm doing that. I go from about, fuck it. What did I have? I had 3 million. Or I had 1 million and I got myself up to 3 million. Turn it off. Okay. Next day, turn it back on. Figure, fuck, I'll do the same thing. Let me get the 5 million. I want to be at a place where maybe if I find a ship that I like, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
More slots in my ship means I can fill up more space with more monies and make more monies and things and get, you know, more bigger ships.
You can do more things.
You can bigger and bigger and bigger. As we pointed out, the way that you save this game is you get out of the ship, or you get in the ship, you get out of the ship. It saves. It's a really unique save system. I like it. It's easy to manage. Sometimes autosave pisses me off. Like, I'd like to have some control of it, but I'd also like to know that it's just gonna happen. I don't have to do a lot to do it, and this answers both of that. I have a little control, and it just, I have to get out of the ship every now and then to get out of the ship.
Boy, have I made a lot of money from that stuff.
Yeah, it's great. So, I went from 3 million to 10 million. Because money. And I will tell you that I had moments in that whole time where I was like, I should hop in the ship real quick, save real quick. Like, just boom. I picked all this up. Like, I've opened some space up. I've moved some things. Let's save it. It'll be great. Save money. Super. I didn't do that till 10 million. I'm an idiot. Or I didn't know I was going to get fucked in the ass.
Please, how did you get fucked in the ass? You just got F and B.
It's probably like 2 a.m. I got to go to bed. Because fucking playing that game. And I go to get in the ship.
Yep.
And I go to get out of the ship.
Yep.
And I get out of the ship and didn't even stutter. Just, you saw the animation of me getting out and then blue fucking screen.
Nice.
Oh. And I'm like, it didn't just. Mm-mm.
And then in your head, you quickly go, when was the last time I fucking saved? Oh shit.
And now I really felt the weight of how long. $7 million of time.
Oh God.
So I was like, fine, okay. So I reloaded and there I was, $3 million. And I went, good night. And unfortunately,
I haven't turned it on since.
I haven't turned it on since. And that's what I'm saying. It's a problem that I have. It's a problem that you can fuck up a lot of things. Like, I even gave Division, when they fucked up endgame content forever, I don't know that they've ever fixed it. Like, that was it. Like, you fuck, but I still gave you a couple of days. Like, yeah, I've given you a chance to fix it.
Time of day, yeah.
Yeah, like, let me see if you can fix it. You know, here's a quick update. Sorry. But when you fuck with my saves, if I fuck with my saves, that's on me. If you fuck with my saves,
oh, you motherfuck.
Like that's why the PS4 fucked with my saves for Firewatch when it corrupted, and I'm not that far behind, but I have to do things over, and I should have done it sooner because I would want to do them the same way, and that's the problem. I'd want to do them the same way, and then fucking fuck. God damn it.
Sorry, buddy.
Fucking, now I just got to farm more monies again. I got to turn it back on. It's got to happen. But I did play instead, and it fucked me a couple times, but it's whatever. It's a fucking sports game. Played a little MLB The Show.
Word.
I play for...
How's your dude doing?
I'm doing great. I'm a shortstop.
Are you a good hitter? Or are you more a field player? Or are you kind of an all-around guy?
I'm trying to get him at a point where he can at least, you know, make contact, do a pretty good job. Like, but he's
going to make contact. Like, he doesn't hit the fucking ball?
You know, like,
playing Little League? What is this shit?
I want him to, when he hits the ball, to at least have an opportunity to get a single. Okay. A good opportunity.
Fair enough.
But so he's going to be a power hitter.
Does he get thrown out or does he get pop flies?
I do my very best to not have him get strikeouts, cool. But I have a habit of like, you threw me a pitch, I'm going to swing at it. And like, I know, I'm like, you threw me that, now why the fuck, hey, am I, man, swinging at that?
You gotta swing if you're like 0-2, dude. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, I get 0-2 real quick. But you know, he's doing all right. He's doing fine. The only problem I have right now is, I was in AAA for the San Diego Padres, which is the El Paso Chihuahuas.
No way.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you right now, seeing Chihuahuas written out for the first time was very confusing for my brain. I didn't.
Who owns the El Paso Chihuahuas? Aside from being, you know, like an affiliate of the Padres, are they owned by fucking Taco Bell?
I can look that up.
Hope so.
Were there lots of Taco Bell logos in this virtual world that you were at?
If you have time in your day, or if I actually put notes in the description when we post the podcast information, you should go look at the logo for the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Yes.
It's a fucking creepy ass chihuahua.
They are owned by Mountain Star Sports.
Okay.
So not Taco Bell.
So not Taco Bell.
Fuck.
Hope they're a sponsor.
God.
If not, Taco Bell, the fuck you doing?
Yeah, come on. They are a fairly new AAA affiliate, first being founded in 2014.
Oh, wow.
Well, that might explain why Taco Bell may not own them yet.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the thing Taco Bell is trying to move away from its,
it's a good idea.
Chihuahua.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. Your meat looks like dog shit and your mascot was a dog. Yeah. It's cool. Anyway.
Yeah. Kill the dog every time.
So, I was doing fairly well in AAA. Because it's AAA. I got an
opportunity. Also, it's the Padres.
It's the Padres. Also, I got an opportunity to, the shortstop was injured on the Padres, and so they called me up. And I had a good solid 2 months. I played fairly well, but there reached a point where just the way the math works in the game, like, I'm not quite ready to be full-time big leagues. Not quite there.
Okay.
I need a few more good scoring months
okay.
in AAA. Okay. Cause I can just get the training points, bump up a few things. My problem I have right now is, so I went into a slump and so they took me out of the starting position, which is fine.
Ooh,
that's fine. But what they're doing is they're keeping me around. It's a National League team. So with the National League, boring baseball information, National League, there is no DH. There's no designated hitter. The pitcher bats. American League, there is a designated hitter. The pitcher does not fucking bat. So when they make a pitching change, they got to fill that spot. Usually in the inning, they'll make it the inning before, fill that spot. I'm a fucking pinch hitter. I get one hit, like one opportunity for a hit every 4 days. I make dick fucking training points to boost my guy. If you don't train in enough days, you start to lose training points because you're a lazy fucking piece of shit.
Can you train outside of the games? Or do you have to train
In the games, I have to earn the points. Or in between games, I can spend those points.
So there's no like, I know in like NFL games, there's a right. way that outside of a game, you can go through like a training system.
Right. Like that's their way of like you gaining those points or getting those, that opportunity. I think in those, usually yeah. they typically, as you progress through the system, they give you more points to spend. You don't necessarily earn them, or you can earn a little bit, but they also give you some so you can okay. have a little bit of a boost. With this one, I have to make the points to be able to spend them. And since they're keeping me as a pinch hitter, instead of kicking me down to AAA where I'd play every day, I'm fucking screwed. My Damn. Stats are just...
Damn.
So that's annoying me, but it's not fucking with my save. So...
Thank God.
Yeah. It did fuck with my save one day. I was...
What'd you lose a game?
Well, I think I explained last time, like, they figured out a nice way where I don't have to go to the menu screen for every game. Like, game. It keeps game. Going.
Yeah, yeah.
But that also means that it doesn't save until I go out. I had probably played...
4 games?
2 out of the 3 games in that series. And...
Blue screen.
The game hit the ball. I was running the second, and blue screen. I was like,
great.
And so I had to play 2 more games. The games I already played. I don't remember. At that point, I didn't care. I was like, fine. Fuck it. Goddamn stupid. It tells me that I think this fucking PS4 is going to shit the bed again, and I'm going to be really excited. But, you know, we'll cross that fucking bridge.
When you get there, right?
Yeah, fuck it.
When it's out the window in the parking lot.
That's really going to piss me off that day, because now I understand when it uploads, and I don't trust it. I don't trust it to do it. It's going to be great.
That's funny.
Firewatch one day. I'll come back.
You really should. It's a good game.
I know. I want to finish it. It was great. I was having fun, and then it fucked me. Well, it didn't fuck me. It's not Firewatch's fault, which is unfair.
Yeah, I get you.
What the fuck else? I did not play Battleborn. I think I made the point when I asked you, Scott, they didn't have new maps. I don't care. I'll play the new character when I can play it somewhere new. Like,
I'll tell you when there's new content that you like. Yeah.
Give me some maps.
I'm enjoying it still. It doesn't annoy me. It makes me happy when I turn it on and I get to see stupid stuff happen.
No, I mean, like, it's still a fun game. Like, even when Connor and I played a couple weeks ago now, it's just, there's certain things that it fucking frustrates me with that it seems impossible to do.
Yeah.
Things that would make me feel like I'm playing for a reason. At this point, like, the double XP weekend was useless to me because I didn't have enough time to spend. Like, anybody that I wanted to finish up was too far away.
Yeah, it helps when you work a normal schedule.
I don't live a life. It's hard. I don't think I played any mobile games this week. I did do this. Ooh, it was a really exciting day. Friday of this week, I deleted Pokemon Go from my phone.
Ooh.
Deleted.
Did I do that yet?
I was like, no, I can't. I'm done. I haven't opened it. I don't care.
Nah, man, it's still right there.
Yep. Do it. It feels so good.
Not right now.
Feels so good.
I think because I opened it yesterday, like last week at some point, and I caught a Marowak, like right away, and I was like, fuck, sweet.
Fair.
Keep you around for shits and giggles.
Is that the bit bar?
Yes.
Yeah. At the beat bar.
Yes.
What the fuck else? I think that's all I did. We're watching baseball now. It's great.
Oh, yeah. How'd you do in your fantasy league?
I think I ended up losing by like a fucking annoying margin, which was super. Hold on, I'll tell you in less than 4 seconds. What's today, Monday?
Today is Monday, the 22nd of August.
Oh, guess what, Scott?
Oh, I know it's you and me playing.
Yeah, Scott and I are going again this week.
I know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Give me a minute to understand how the things work.
Can you narrow?
You can do it.
I found out how to make the things works, everybody's. I found it out.
How do you make its works?
I ended up losing by 23 points. Oh. Yep. 925.5 to 902.
Cool.
Oh, boy.
Fuck you.
Cool.
That's right. You heard me.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. That's all I got, Connor. Tell me about the world. Tell me about the world of Connor.
Cool. I played a lot of No Man's Sky last week.
Yeah, you went on space trips.
Yeah, I went on a lot of space trips. I played lots and lots. I did the Atlas path, for those of you who have played the game. And
I'm very surprised you're done.
I finished it.
Wait, what? You're at the center of the universe?
No. Well,
not, no, the Atlas Path. Not at the center of the universe, no. But
the
Atlas Path.
The Atlas Path is basically at the very beginning of the game, you wake up and there's sort of this pulsing red orb. And it's called the Atlas, and you bring it with you, and it like kind of nudges you when you're at a certain location to like, hey, go over here. And then eventually in the game, it leads you on this path of like warping to get to certain points.
Right.
In certain solar systems. Whatever.
To collect stupid red balls.
You got it. So you keep collecting these red balls, and eventually you get to 9 of those Atlas stations. So you get 9 of those balls.
Okay.
The next station you go to doesn't give you a ball. It asks you for 10 balls.
But I only have 9.
Yes. You can purchase more balls from other starship pilots or from Trade Network.
Right.
I purchased one from the Trade Network for $2.7 million. Yeah. I'm going to tell you about my fun that, you know, Robert told you about his fun. I'm going to tell you about my fun real soon.
His is worse.
Oh, man, is it worse. So
I would have thrown the fucking game out the window.
I spend the $2.7 million. I buy the thing. I get 10. I go back to the thing. I let it happen. And it was the most fucking let down experience I ever had. Online, I read somewhere like, oh, like, yeah, the music it plays is really cool. It's a pretty neat way to finish off that path. It wasn't. Don't let it fool you. You literally click a button that says, put my 10 Atlas stones and create a new star. You click it, a little text chat window pops up that says, you know, halfway across the universe, a star is born, and a traveler wakes up on a distant planet in front of a crashed ship, and the cycle begins again. That's all it fucking said. No change of music. I'm still in this goddamn Atlas building. It was the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Such a letdown. Finish it just to fucking do it, because after you do it, it'll tell you where all the black holes are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't asked about any black holes yet, but if it'll tell me where they are, I'll start using them.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about black holes in a second, too.
Yeah.
Now, my bullshit story with No Man's Sky is I show up at a location, a system that does this thing where I purchase these dynamic resonators, sell them back for about, I don't know, like 90% what they're worth. So not quite double, but a little bit less than double. And I'm making money, I'm making money, I'm making money. I show up about $2 million and one ship. And at some point, I get to about $7 million. I buy a ship for $5.5 million. It's a pretty cool ship. It's blue. It's awesome. It's pretty big. It's got a lot of storage space.
Right.
I fly around a little bit. Oh, great. This is awesome. I'm so excited to have this new ship. Come back, park, get out the ship. Same thing happens. Game crashes. I go, oh, fuck. I totally saved, though, between this point, right? Right? Right?
Didn't I?
Game turns back on. I'm still in my old ship with $2 million. I go, fuck this shit. Now, my thing, the reason that I kept on going, though I didn't stop right there, is because I have been watching Scrubs in the background.
Sure.
While I play this game. Because, yep. You know, I've watched Scrubs, and Scrubs is very silly. I don't really need to 100% pay attention to it. Yeah, obviously, yes, I'll turn my head for big plot points, but.
Sure.
I don't need to focus.
Right.
It's good to hear JD laugh around every once in a while.
Yeah.
By the way, I've come to the realization JD is batshit insane.
Oh yeah.
He's lost his mind.
Yep.
Well before the show starts.
Yep. Out of his mind.
Out of his mind. Turk's a little bit of a loose screw, but he can, he reels it back in, and, Elliot Reed is not quite as crazy as JD, but still pretty fucking crazy.
She's out of
And yet they're all doctors.
Yep. JD's fucking nuts though. Also, wait. I love how many 90s, old 90s or early 2000s celebrity cameos
so
there are.
So good.
Oh my God.
What's your favorite so far?
I mean, I just finished the stuff with Heather Graham,
oh,
which is
yeah.
funny. Tara Reid showing up in the last few episodes in the very beginning of the season. She's like, hello, I'm Danny. Ha ha ha. And then all of a sudden it gets later in the season and she's like literally smoking cigarettes in bed. And I'm just like, this is fucking hilarious. That's Tara Reid. And boy, do I hate. It's the thing about that show is that it's like any other sitcom, and I kind of get sick of it after a while. And I'm just like, why am I watching this, man? It's the same thing every episode.
Right.
It's just a teaching moment. They made that funny that in one of those recent episodes, Scott, you're probably going to tell me which one it is. The one where JD's like, yeah, you're going to give me a hug, or you're going to tell me something serious, and the music's going to play in my head.
I know what episode you're talking about, but I can't remember the title.
And it happens 3 times in a row after that, and you're just like, why? This is great.
Stop it.
Yep. Second time.
I thought you were going to do My Life in 4 Cameras, which is a great episode.
I don't think I'm there yet. What season's that?
It's like 4 or 5.
I'm on season four. I like just started season four.
It's where, basically they're treating the sitcom writer and then they switch the perspective from the single camera to like a classic sitcom 4-camera view.
Okay. Interesting.
It's a really
I'm
good
excited.
Episode.
Cool but, awards. Yep, it's just like we talked about last week. It's great times.
Yeah.
Now, I built my money back up to $10 million in No Man's Sky while I'm watching this stuff and trying not to break my PlayStation. I save after every time I turn in my stuff now.
I don't know if I can do that. It's going to be annoying.
It's annoying, but I got the $10 million really, really quick.
Fair enough.
So I get the $10 million, and then I go and buy a ship with 28 slots for $3 million.
Nice.
So I have another $7 million left over.
Right.
This 28-slot ship, I'm swagging it the fuck out, man.
Swag.
Now, I told you I'd tell you about black holes. Here's the thing about black holes. Black holes will propel you forward towards the center of the galaxy for 1,500 light years. Like, it brings you 1,500 light years to the center. It also throws you, like, 2,000, 3,000 light years in either fucking direction, left or right.
Okay.
When it spits you out of the black hole, it breaks one of your ship's systems.
God damn it.
Like, just, it happens. It's like an 80% chance that it will break.
Okay.
20% chance that it will not break.
It's gonna break.
So I got out
just one
and
or
broken.
Fuck you.
Just one system, yeah. Okay. I got out of the ship and like my cannons were offline. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I didn't
care. Figured that out. Read up on it. You were correct when you told me that
if you stack
my warp drive upgrades, it will make me go further.
Nice.
You have all three.
I have two right now.
Sigma, Tau, and Theta upgrades for your warp drive. It'll propel you 1,600 light years forward.
I think I just don't have these Tau.
So you do is you fill the upgrade, you go into free mode, you zoom forward for like 2 seconds, and you just click on a system and go to it.
Fuck.
It's pretty nice.
Fuck.
It's pretty, pretty fucking nice.
I'm installing that shit.
Yeah, man. It's good. Now, having a big ship is great too because I can fit as much shit as I want to into it.
Right.
So I've been
How
putting
many free
like,
slots do you have?
Right now.
With everything
I have
stacked
like,
in.
Right now. Oh, I have a lot of stuff stacked in there. I'm still building more stuff. So I have about 4 or 5 free slots still.
Nice.
And I can free up a couple more slots because I can just keep that stuff in my inventory because I'm getting close to 50 things for my inventory.
Dude,
now.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm doing really well for myself
okay.
in that game.
Another 10 slots. Oh my God. I don't know what I'd do. That's amazing.
I mean, at this point, I'm literally looking for materials to build my ship better so I can go faster to the center of the galaxy.
Sure.
Like, the goal is now to get to the center of the galaxy.
Yeah.
I'm purposefully choosing systems that have less than 6 planets in it too. Cause I don't want to have to deal with going to all of them.
Yep.
The most I'll do is 4 planets or, you know, 3 planets, 1 moon or 2
right.
planets, 2 moons or 1 planet, 3 moons. Fucking, I don't care. Just.
Right.
Someone's already at the center of the universe.
I know. There's a couple people at the center of the universe already.
Have you seen anything above 6 planets? I'm curious. Not moons, but
no.
planets.
No. Okay. I've seen 6 planets. That's the max.
Right.
Funny, I got a message on PlayStation. Somebody got to one of my systems. I called the system Targaryen. I named every planet after a different Targaryen. By the way, you know I read the books because I got systems like Aegon, Aerys, Jaehaerys, Daenerys.
Fucking
anything
nerd,
else that
bitches.
Rhymes with Aerys, yeah. The dude messaged me and was like, hey man, I really like your naming scheme for the Targaryen system. It's really cool. In my head, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Nice.
Too bad I named everything, you little shit.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was my No Man's Sky adventure. It's still fun. It's kind of lost most of its charm for me, though. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now you're just trying to get it done.
Yeah. At this point, I'm trying to get it done. I'm thinking about picking up, like, Last of Us and trying to get through that because I still haven't finished that and I still got to do that. So
yeah.
I'll probably do that this week at some point. The other thing I did last week while I wasn't playing No Man's Sky and watching Scrubs is I was watching just, not playing anything, Mr. Robot.
No.
Mr. Robot is really fucking good.
I keep hearing that.
It's really, 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 really fucking good. They do, hacker culture very well.
Okay.
It isn't, you know, the 1990s movie Hackers with Angelina Jolie where you're literally flying like a virtual ship through like the data and it's like, oh, we got to land over here and then we'll hack into the system, huh? Or like the Matrix where they're literally looking at gibberish and making sense of it and in your head you're going, no, what are you talking about? There's a lot of stupid hacker things out there, but everything they're showing you is like an actual terminal command or Linux command or something like that. Like they're showing you all this crazy shit and like talking about things like DAT files and stuff like that. It's really, really interesting.
Interesting.
The music's also really fucking good.
Really good. Okay.
And he's kind of, the first episode, you kind of see it a little bit. He's a mix of, like, Dexter and your nerdy antisocial hacker friend.
So
he hacks people, reports them to the police, punches all of that hacked data onto a CD, and then writes on the CD the name of a classic band, Pink Floyd, The Wall, for example, puts it into a CD case. There's a CD case under his bed.
So a little bit Dexter.
Kind of like Dexter's a little bit vinyl collection. Yep.
Benedict Cumberbatch, Sherlock.
You got it.
But where's the...
There's a little Fight Club.
Where's the hacker?
There's a little Fight Club in there.
With a little, like, Ed Norton isk.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
That whatever.
Where he's like self narrating to himself a lot and doing a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Watch it. It's on Amazon Prime Video. If you have Amazon Prime, do it. It's really, really good. Also, I found that on Amazon Prime, I was airplaying from my iPad to the TV.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, when you're watching it, has something called X-Ray, where every scene, they will tell you every character and actor who is in the scene and what song is playing. It's really fucking cool.
That is fucking awesome.
It's fucking awesome. Why does that not happen
in the thing with the walking?
I don't know, man.
That's great.
I watched on the computer move my mouse, and it was right there in the background.
You're like, what?
It was playing, and it was like opacity over it.
Right.
Really weird. But that was it. That's what I did this week.
Nice.
Good stuff. I didn't really play anything else. I don't think I went to any arcades this week. No. So, yeah. Pretty much it.
Buddy of mine sent me a... you guys know Chuck. You met Chuck. Sent me a thing. There's an arcade in Portland that I'm going to have to go to. Because, I mean, why not? So, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
One day.
Cool.
Someday.
Portland's far away.
Portland is far away. So is the moon.
Moon is very far away.
You know, it's all about perseverance.
It's a hop, a skip, and a teleport.
Yes, it is. You're right. But all those things.
Two of those things are things. One of those things is unfortunately unreal.
So that you know of.
Some stuff happened last week.
What Gamescom.
Let's break it down. Gamescom happened last week. So there was a lot of news coming out of that. One of the cooler things I saw from Gamescom. Grosser things too. South Park had this very interesting idea.
Fartcore!
So, first of all, at the South Park Fractured Butthole.
Yes.
Fractured Butthole, booth at Gamescom, I believe it's at Gamescom, they had an Oculus Rift, obviously, so you could play the game, fully immersed in the game. Great,
what?
Wonderful.
It's just screen.
Like, not, you're not
right.
playing as your character.
You're not VR'd, you're just in it.
Not VR'd, you're just there.
Right.
Which would be great if you could.
Yeah, so they didn't have to put a fucking, you know, TV screen right in your face. They could just toss you on an Oculus Rift where you're sitting in a chair and you're fucking there.
Right.
Yeah. Now, they also had you put on this thing called a Nosculus Rift.
Smelly vision?
Smell vision.
Oh, God.
More specifically, fart vision. So in these games, these South Park games, there's a lot of farting that goes on. So every time it would fart, it would spray some fart smell on your face.
No.
The dudes who were doing it said it was so realistic and it was so disgusting that they wanted to, like, puke while it's there. But it's just covering your nose. Your mouth's totally wide open. So you're not, like, baned out. You're just, like,
right.
just got a little bit on your nose.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
You adopted the farts. I was born in them.
I literally wrote, though, Nosculus Rift, fart vision. It's real.
Fart sense.
It's real, period. For real, period.
For real.
Also,
I'm telling you, man, had you not read Ready Player One, all of these things would not have the same effect.
You're right. They wouldn't. Not at all. I'm so glad they do.
If you haven't read Ready Player One, read the fucking book.
Read Ready Player One, please. I will give you my... Nah, I won't do that. Never mind.
Yeah, because you want to read your copy again.
You were about to offer your Amazon.
I will lend my Audible account to anyone who asks it for me. Like you can
download
that.
You're not
going to
give it over a podcast.
I'm not just going to give it over a podcast. No, that's my Amazon fucking account. Come on.
Bold move.
Hand me your phone. I'll log you in. I'm not going to fucking give you my account though. Jesus.
His account is Connor.
Yeah, no, none of that. So. Also,
oh god,
next.
Look at that waveform.
Yeah, that's a big ass waveform. I'm just gonna give you a why the fuck news.
Tell us.
They're making a Lost Boys TV series.
It's gonna be great.
Did you ever like the vampire movie, The Lost Boys?
I mean,
Boys?
Jack Bauer was in it. It was what it was.
Yeah, you're right.
That is what I'll say.
The person making that also made Veronica Mars and iZombie, and both
that
of those are
mean,
great shows.
Trust me, I like Lost Boys. I thought it was a great movie. The Corys are in the movie. Yeah, same and
that's my thing. It is what it was. Like, yeah.
Became actual vampires in that movie, and they wandered the earth until they got stabbed by Tommy Dawson and Big Wolf on campus.
R.I.P. They made a second direct to DVD version of The Lost Boys. I think it was The Lost Boys, The Tribe, if I remember correctly.
They made two sequels, 30 years apart, in 2008 and 2010.
Yep. Why? And what they're doing now is they're making a TV series.
Why?
I don't know, man.
I mean, again, it was what it was. It was great. No, I didn't ask for it. I didn't even think to ask for it because why?
Neither did I. So that's my why the fuck news. Now, Scott, you say it's going to be great. Please elaborate.
Why?
Because of the reason I just stated.
Not a reason.
The guys who made it. Okay.
Rob Thomas is making it. And he does great stuff with Veronica.
Like producing?
No, he's executing. Producing and show running it, I think.
Okay.
Also, every season is going to be set in a different decade, so you will get to see the vampires, like, do vampire shit across, like, this. And they're stating the first season is going to take place during the Summer of Love, except with vampires.
Good.
So here's the thing. I was trying to think of something that's, like, you know,
the summer of
you assumed it would be good because, you know, the people who did it do great things.
Did I forget to mention he also made Party Down, one of the greatest comedies of the past, like, 10 years.
I have to agree with Scott. Have you seen Party Down? You need to see
Party Down. Party Down is so good.
But it's just because amazing. You made something great doesn't mean you'll continue to make something great.
He's 3 for 3.
That's a pretty good track record, Rob.
Google Plus.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Not everything's great.
Gmail, Google Docs.
Google Drive?
Google Drive.
Yeah. Killed it.
Google Plus, why?
Yeah. I trust
Rob Thomas to not make this suck if they decide to move forward.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I'm with you. I'm just saying,
Also, I'd like to see you describe Party Down 1 week.
Ooh.
Because Party Down is great.
And it's very quick, too.
It's 16 episodes at most.
That's fine. That's easy.
It has great comedians.
What a fucking
Adam Scott,
fun
Ken,
Mar- show too.
Ken Marino, Kristen Bell's in it.
What's the
Jane
name?
Lynch
yes,
is
Jane
in
Lynch.
It.
Jane Lynch. Oh, my God.
The episode where they're at Gutenberg's house for his birthday. And Christopher Mintz and McLovin's in it.
Well, the episode where I think Jane Lynch isn't in it, but there's a woman who's like basically Jane Lynch's like replacement for an episode. And like,
well, Megan Mullally comes in the second season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. All right, well.
Oh, shit.
Good stuff, good stuff. Next.
Such a good show.
EA said something very funny since we were talking about Mass Effect earlier. Now, EA has been working very diligently on Mass Effect Andromeda, of which we talked about. I'm hoping I get a fucking massive dump of just Andromeda bullshit all over my face on N7 Day or tomorrow.
N7 Day.
I'd love it if it was tomorrow.
It should be tomorrow.
It's going to be N7 Day.
It's going to be N7
Day. I understand that life makes me wait. I get it. Patience is a thing. But do I have to wait for everything? Don't be a bitch.
And it's like, it's probably going to be coming in like April or February or March.
March is easy.
I hope March. So they're going to dump all that shit on us on N7 Day. I'll get it in March. I'll be happy. Anyway, EA said, yeah, we've been working on this game a lot, but we've heard from fans recently that they want a remaster. It's most likely on the way.
So,
basically, we've been devoting our time to this because people said they wanted this.
Yep.
You didn't say you wanted that again, but now, since we've been making this, you've been talking all about that. So we'll fucking do it. Okay, you got it.
For the past, like, few years, they've been talking about, there's no lazier way to say, like, oh, we've been doing this all along, but fuck it. We've just been waiting until the game comes out. Like, because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. So I love that they didn't even confirm it. They said, it's most likely on the way.
Like, we're not gonna confirm it, because nobody's like, signed anything yet.
It's like
yet,
EA pointing
sure.
at themselves and be like, look at us. Look at who we are.
Yeah.
We like to make money.
Yeah. Come on. It's us, guys.
We will sell you Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 as DLC if we could.
Speaking of Dragon Age and Mass Effect, there's an image I keep seeing around online on like Twitter and Tumblr and even Facebook at this point. It's of Gandalf the Grey.
The Grey?
Not the white, the Grey. He's holding an AK-47 in his hands, looking extremely confused. And it says, when you switch to Mass Effect after playing hours and days of Dragon Age. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. Add some guns to the mix and it throws everything
you
the fuck out.
You shall not pass through my bullets.
Now, There was a new BioShock trailer for the collection, which, Rob, I'll show you afterwards. Yeah. Actually, you might not even care. Never mind. Probably won't show you.
Also, yeah, you I like
I
what
mean,
they're...
I don't care.
Yeah, but it's more of a comparison trailer.
That I won't care.
It's showing you the original and then the remaster. The remaster looks fucking gorgeous.
Of course it does.
And the original BioShock got such a facelift from it. I'm so excited.
I also like, there was, the thing that they're including in the... In the game now, the golden reels.
Oh yeah, the golden reels, which reveal that
they're all the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah,
interviews with
Ken Levine and Jeff Keighley
and whoever the third guy is on that set.
Other guy,
other dude.
Look, everyone knows Ken Levine. Ken Levine's great.
Ken Levine is awesome.
Ken Levine and
still
guest
based around here. He was in Quincy when he was with Irrational. I don't know if he's still at Irrational around here, or if Irrational is still around here just with somebody else, or what the fuck's going on there. But Ken Levine's cool. Anyway, new trailer looks really good. I'm very excited. September 13th is when that comes out.
September 13th.
Remember, that's all the BioShock games and all the DLC for all the BioShock games, too. Like Minerva's Den, which
and
is
remember,
one of the best.
Apparently, which is I have to play them, and you're going to watch.
Steve Gaynor, yep. Who made Gone Home, which I've stated multiple times.
What'd you say, Rob? Sorry.
I said that apparently I'm going to play them, and you have to watch.
Yes. Yep. You will watch. We'll
you
make
will
that,
watch.
We'll make that very, very
have
well
we
known.
Uploaded anything on the YouTube channel?
Oh, man,
recently?
It's been a long time, but yes, there are some things on the YouTube channel.
What?
My I'm Dark afraid. Souls stuff.
Oh, right. That's right. I
until
forgot
I,
about
until
those
I
dark
stopped
days.
Playing Dark Souls.
How many
that
views?
That series curious. Is never going to get finished.
Curiosity?
8 episodes, maybe?
How many people watch?
Ooh, I don't know. I can check on the analytics on Google, man.
Should promote some stuff.
I love analytics. I found the Twitter analytics the other day. Boy, is that a fucking riot. And I found Google Analytics a long time ago. And boy, is that amazing.
Google Analytics.
And since Google owns YouTube, there's YouTube Analytics, and they're amazing too.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Amazing information.
If you're a data scientist, you do a good thing for the world.
Good on you. Thanks for the data.
Because the fucking child in me hates charts, but the nerd in me loves fucking charts.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't want to learn from them, but I'll make the dicks out of them.
There was a lot of new Titanfall 2 information that came out recently because of a couple reasons.
Tell them.
Reason number one, at Gamescom, they're showing you, hey, look at all this shit. There's their playable demo there, too, so you can do a little bit. And then also the closed alpha is, for multiplayer, I think started already. If not, it's like this upcoming Thursday through Monday.
Word.
I don't care.
It's closed, so I don't give a shit.
I don't care. Ugh. It's an alpha, too. Like, betas are already bad. I don't want to see a fucking alpha.
Yeah. Let me guess, you got to pay. Cunts.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Don't make me pay to play test your game.
I was able to catch the tutorial mission, which gives you a lot of backstory.
Okay.
Which is cool, as opposed to the backstory you're kind of just randomly piecing together from the rest of the game.
Because at a certain point, I stopped fucking paying attention because I'm playing the game, but, you know.
This one looks awesome, though, because of all the different new Titan stuff you can do with it. Oh, my God. The sword looks awesome.
Yes.
Oh, there's a giant laser that you shoot at from your chest.
Laser chest.
You can smash the ground and shoot, like, a wave of flame out.
Flame?
God. Flame wave? Ground flame? Ground flame?
Is there a color to the flame?
It was orange, but in my head, I hope it would be a green flame.
Green flame?
Yep.
Green flame?
What? Titanfall 2 stuff. I literally wrote Titanfall 2 stuff. Neat.
Neato.
I am interested in it. I don't know if I'm going to buy it right away. Because, I mean, I got original Titanfall because original Titanfall was one of the only games you could get with an Xbox One when I got it.
Right.
It was a great game. I love mechs. I fucking, if you want to know one thing about me, everybody, I love mech anime.
Okay.
Neon Genesis Evangelion is shit, though. Don't fucking tell me that's good. It's not good.
Don't tell him, folks. You
nope.
don't fucking like it.
Nope.
Why?
It's so overhyped.
Okay.
Just because it was an early 90s anime that everybody watched, and it was super duper fucking violent and gory, it makes no sense. The thing about that anime, too, that makes me mad... We're going to take a break and talk about Neon Genesis Evangelion for a second. The thing about Neon Genesis Evangelion that makes me mad is that the company that made that anime blew their fucking budget in the first 5 episodes of it out of an 8-episode series.
Oh.
So their budget was gone. The last 3 episodes, there's no fighting. It's like, oh, they're on their way. Oh, I better get to the ship in time. And then it doesn't fucking matter because they don't show a fight anymore.
Right.
And if they do, it's 3 seconds of, I'm going to shit on you. I'm going to shit on you too. Done.
Done. I shat on you. Look at it. You're dead.
They made like a movie, not a movie, but there was like an extra ending, like a dual episode that they made when they actually got like extra funding from somebody else privately.
Sure.
And they made like what they wanted to make the ending. And it's a trippy fucking acid mess. It makes no sense. So in order to actually complete this show, you need to watch it to a certain point.
Stop.
Stop. Remember what you just fucking watched. Watch it with one ending. Rewatch it. Watch it with the second ending. And it might make more sense. It's stupid.
Sounds like it won't.
And it won't. I'll tell you what, though. In the second ending, there's a big fight in it. Oh, it's great. But then it gets really weird. A lot of people get naked. And it's like, you're a teenager. Stop it.
What?
Like a trippy teenager naked dream. Like, you want to have sex with me, don't you? I don't know. You know.
What?
Like the sexy dream you had when you were 15 years old, maybe.
But I don't want to see that.
I don't either. They showed it to you regardless. Guys, watch Gundam. Come on. Join the team.
Speedgrapher's weird and violent and hypersexual.
Is there a lot of mechs in that one?
No.
Yeah, it's mech anime we're talking about here. Knights of Sidonia is a pretty good mech anime. The one that we watched, Eld Noah Zero, is a pretty good mech anime. There's this other one on Netflix right now, Kuro Makuro. That's a pretty good mech anime.
It's fucking mech anime.
Zoid is a great mech anime.
Voltron.
Voltron's an even a great mech anime. That new one is
Harlock
really good.
Space Pirates.
Yeah, man.
Megas XLR.
Yes. There's tons of great mech anime. Don't waste your time with Neon Genesis.
No. We've probably made some fans and some enemies. So.
Classic anime that's really good? Fucking Akira. Watch that. It's boring for half the movie,
it'll
but the other
you
half
for the
movie
2020
is
Olympics.
Oh my god, it will. Neo Tokyo! Because it's gonna be a motorcycle, like a neon motorcycle race, event now.
I swear to god, Japan, if your opening ceremony light doesn't trails. Involve, some sort of Tetsuo and Kaneda yelling, I'm gonna be so pissed. I'm gonna be, in 4 years from now, when I'm like, with my girlfriend on the couch and stuff like that, and just watching stuff, they're better be yelling it, and I better laugh my ass off.
Now, there's a couple other things, too. The last thing I'll talk about is that there's new Prey gameplay that came out from Gamescom, I think. And, boy, does that game look cool. It's got a lot of... I mean, Arkane's making it, the same company that made Dishonored. So it feels a lot like Dishonored, but there's a lot more in terms of weaponry.
Okay.
Like, I'm watching it, I'm seeing these little, like, crab kind of things running around, and he picks up this thing Crabs. Called the glue gun, and basically shoots all these little... shadow monsters, they freeze in place, he hits them, they break, and they die.
Okay.
Then there's a scene where he kind of looks at a coffee cup, does some kind of weird magic thing with it, becomes the coffee cup, rolls into underneath this window, and springs out of the coffee cup and gets the thing in the room that he needs. So I wrote in my Grail Journal,
no.
New Prey gameplay trailer, neat, turn into cup action.
Turn into cup action?
Yep. So I'll show you
Pokemon
the trailer.
Go.
I'll show you the trailer after this, but okay. Yeah, it's interesting.
Don't tell me what you'll do.
Don't you ever tell me how to live my life.
That's fair.
You don't tell me. So what do you guys got?
That's
my news dump.
They've apparently leaked the PS4 Slim today.
Oh, I saw that picture, yeah.
It looks cool. I mean, it doesn't have an editable hard drive, it looks like, or anything like that. But it looks nice. It looks like a PS4. Waiting to see what the Neo looks like on the 7th. But things could be better. Things could be worse. I mean, I don't know how to. There hasn't been like that shocking game news type situation. Mankind Divided's getting good scores. So another
Deus
Ex.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I'm stoked about that. I really like Deus Ex. I don't know right now if I'm going to buy it yet. I want it. I don't know if I want to get it yet, though. Still working a lot on that No Man's Sky.
Fair.
The PT spiritual successor is apparently back in production, which is like a really creepy horror game. Let's see. Deus Ex in 5 minutes. They announced the English voice cast of Final Fantasy 15. Apparently, Lena Headley and Sean Bean are not going to be reprising their voices in the main game. There's going to be more Dragon Quest for the NX.
Yeah.
Apparently, Epic Mickey 2 is back in production. Maybe, possibly.
When did they take that out of production? Was it like 4 years ago?
Yeah, probably. The Prime Minister of Japan showed up as Mario at the Olympics last night during the closing ceremonies.
Yes, he did.
Because why the fuck not?
It's-a me, a Mario. Welcome to the 2020 Olympics.
But, you know, uh-huh. with the super Japanese voice.
Uh-huh. And they announced all that good... And they announced that all their, like, mascots slash ambassadors are going to be, like, anime and, like, manga based. Except they're all, like, the mainstream anime, like DBZ and One Piece. And
so I'm going to see Pikachu wearing fucking Olympic gear, with Sonic wearing gear, with fucking Mario wearing Olympic gear. Literally, Mario and Sonic are going to be at the Olympics with all their friends.
If they're not, I'm boycotting.
Japan is leaving heavily into their stereotype.
And boy, do I want to fucking go over there for the Olympics, too.
Fuck not. Both of those statements, really.
I would say the thing that made me most excited about Gamescom, like last week or 2 weeks ago, I think it was last week.
It was last week.
Was
yeah.
The ukulele footage that they showed.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
It just looks like Banjo-Kazooie. It's so nice. So it's like they're running around, they're doing banjo-y things, they're making all the banjo sounds and
they're kazooieing.
Yeah, kazooieing. And it's like, yeah, this is what life should be. It's full of joy and happiness. It's not filled with darkness and depression.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's not filled with that.
Oh, it's so good.
What about you? You got anything?
No.
I was looking at Rob, by the way, for those of you who were listening.
Still on our video podcast. What I did when I would have been reading news is I was reading the news on the back of my eyelids.
That's a very good place to read news.
It's a great way to... It's a great way to sleep.
You need a Grail Journal, friend.
Probably. It's not, it's just, I didn't have enough time to read more than what was mentioned, really. I saw a couple of things that we already talked about, and it's not worth bringing it up again, because we talked about it. You know? But no, I don't got anything else. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
We've had a nice long episode. I like this.
I do.
Yeah.
I feel like Game of Thrones ate up a lot of time.
Oh, next week, it ate up a lot of time.
Next week, we need to do like a real topic of the week.
Shorter season television show, like short show.
But yeah, topic of the week next week. We need to figure.
We'll figure something out. I'll let you guys know. All right. If you want to suggest us a topic of the week, please send us your suggestions at turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com or at tbexplicitadv on the Twitters. Or on our Facebook group page where you just search Turn-Based Explicit Adventure and you'll probably fucking find us. There's no cover photo yet. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, still gonna work on that. I was gonna take one and then I was drunk and I didn't do it. So that happened. I
mean, it happens.
You know.
Alcohol. It's a thing.
I mean, there were video games there. It's just also there was beer.
There's so much beer.
Yeah.
And video games and alcohol.
Yep.
Arcade. I am at Connor Fortin on Twitter. Connor Carnivore. Xbox and PlayStation. And I'm Connor Swims Fast on Instagram if you want to see my stupid photos of food.
Food. Chief Whitebeard on Instagram and Xbox. Yeti Beard on the other place, the PS4. But I'll tell you, where they keep their notifications, I just fucking ignore. So I might see it if you send me a friend request or a message or whatever.
But, boy, they gotta fix that interface.
Yeah, I don't fucking see it. I'm just like, whatever, it's up there. Fuck you. I don't care. And, you know. Well,
wait for 4.0 to come out soon.
Speaking of that, really quick, there is a little update for PlayStation. They're gonna be able to put folders for video games.
Like interesting.
Games in folders instead of just a dump on the fucking screen.
Yeah, it is dumpy. I don't like it. It's dumpy. Alright.
A little dumpy.
Scotty?
At Swartz S and Spike31589. You know where to find me. I'll probably still be playing games and celebrating my girlfriend's birthday on Friday.
Woo! Celebrate!
And then,
how old is your lady friend?
She's gonna be 25.
Cool.
You might want to know that without the little up at the end there, that little question.
Hey, I bought a gift. I had a gift made.
Uh-huh.
Revealing moment into Connor's life. Hasn't had a girlfriend in 7 years, so.
Hey!
Being single's great!
I believe in
moments.
You. I believe in me too.
I just don't believe in OkCupid anymore.
That's fair. I never did.
Or Tinder, really.
Didn't in that either. That was just a
bad test. It's okay.
Hookers?
I got a lot of them. I got Happen. Happen is location based. There's no E. It's HAPPN.
Tell me when you get onto Bumble. And,
I have Bumble too. Don't get me wrong, buddy.
Don't get me wrong.
JSwipe?
Don't have JSwipe. No.
You can do that. I give you permission to go after my people.
What about me? Do I
have? Of them are already on the other ones, dude. Trust me.
Do I have your blessing?
No, you're weird.
That's safe.
What is the blessing, sir? Please tell
That's
me.
Safe.
Probably something in Hebrew. I was gonna do like Barakata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, but that's not motzi. That's weird.
I mean, would it be in Hebrew? Please fuck, people on this app.
Please get laid. And probably mostly a blowjob.
I hope and believe you will get laid using this application.
Somewhere an old Jewish biddy is, making gefilte fish and crying.
Wouldn't be the first time that I caused that to happen.
And somewhere an old Catholic Irishman is going, what the fuck is that guy doing?
Don't do it, brah.
They're not worth it. You have enough guilt under Catholic and Irish. I don't know why I went Bernie Sanders there.
Yeah, didn't really go bit. Bernie Sanders. He kind of went Mel Brooks, Bernie
little
Sanders.
A little bit Mel Brooks, yeah.
A little bit of all of
Sigala?
So in summary, watch Game of Thrones. Read Ready Player One.
Yeah, do that.
Play video games.
Don't send nudes.
Support the Fagala.
Yeah, don't send nudes. Especially don't send nudes with any kind of Google account, because...
Stupid.
Yeah, you're stupid, dumb. And watch that John Oliver episode, because he tells you what happens to your dick pic on Google.
Dick
and
pic.
Everyone
did you watch
but you has it.
That Charter School episode last night?
Oh, I didn't. Oh my god, there was a new one last night. I forgot about that.
It's the last one for a month. He talks about charter schools and trying to get Trump to drop out. And he yes. quotes a fifth grader book.
Does he really?
It's hilarious.
Gonna have to watch
the
get
auto
this
trading.
Podcast over.
Not the auto. Yeah, the auto industry one. The loaning industry was that was a very interesting.
Oh, that's
episode.
What I forgot to say. I met Keegan Michael Key this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. He was at a farmer's market.
Nice. All right. Fuck bitches. Get money.
Get the fuck out.
And the immortal
invited you.
In the immortal words of John Mulaney's sketch. Eat ass, suck a dick, and sell drugs.
Wow. No.
In
no.
that order.
In that order.
No.
Now you see, but it starts terrible, it gets awesome. Because you start with eating an ass.
Sure.
Nothing worse than that.
No.
Next thing you get to do is sucking a dick.
Don't full on quote the joke. Just let me.
I'm not.
Go listen.
It ends, though, with you selling drugs and starting your own business. Great.
Okay.
Watch
still
John
no.
Mulaney, too, everybody. And Matt Brock.
Bye, motherfuckers.
Bye. That's what's at the end of the podcast. Not me ranting about my hatred of bird teams. It's gonna be about.
I mean, there's no rule that says it can't be both.
I'm trying to think of other bird teams that you could potentially hate.
Falcons.
I do hate the Falcons, except for Matt Ryan, because he went to BC. Although the BC Eagles are excluded from this.
I'm curious. I would understand Hawks. Like, sure, Hawks.
Why are the BC Eagles excluded? Please, go on.
My dad played football for the BC Eagles in college.
Okay.
So,
I was saying, because you didn't go to BC yourself, so that's what it had to be. Okay, cool.
Back to my question.
Yes, sorry.
Hawks, I would imagine. You know, any kind of hawk name. Hawks. There are teams.
Hawkman and Hawkwoman.
Fuck them.
Okay.
So, they're not what about the written. Hawkeyes? Now, if you think about it, they are the disembodied eye of the hawk. So...
They're still a type of bird.
Nope. Yes.
They're a body part
they're
of
a part
bird.
Of the bird.
The Iowa Hawkeyes, the Hawkeye, I believe, is a bird, too.
I don't know.
Google, please answer
sudden,
this question.
Sudden
for us.
Forget of word about birds. What
is a Hawkeye a bird?
Orna, nope. Bird. You like birds a lot in science.
No, I think ornithology was right.
Yeah, ornithology, I'll take it.
It's a hawk, a bird, it corrected it too.
Let's
what a
see.
Fucking...
Siri knows more than me.
We're just going to Google search Hawkeye.
I think it's not, just the eye.
Not the comic.
But that's all
it's a great comic.
Me. That's all it's going to show me for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hawkeye comics. Hawkeye characters, Marvel.com.
Type Hawkeye.
You're
going
to have to go to the bottom because it knows you too.
Birds
well.
And Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's Bar and Grill is located in the historic Little Italy district of Chicago.
Good to know.
The Hawkeye Initiative. How to fix every strong female character posing superhero comics. Replace the character with some bullshit. So on and so forth.
I have no problem with strong female characters.
Ready? Here are the related searches. Hawkeye costume. Hawkeye Jeremy Renner. Hawkeye versus Green Arrow. Hawkeye MDB. Hawkeye Community College. Hawkeye Def. Hawkeye Initiative. Hawkeye and Thor. Hawkeye Bird?
Question mark!
Bird? Iowa is nicknamed the Hawkeye State, so I just went with that. This is the Iowa State Bird. It's not the Hawkeye. Never mind. We're going to skip that one.
Oh, that was porn.
No.
Wait, what?
It wasn't porn. It's just a whole bunch of bullshit that doesn't end. The state bird of Iowa is, in fact, the American goldfinch, also known as the Eastern goldfinch. A Stop. Hawkeye isn't even a real bird.
It's not a bird. It's a bird part.
We found it out. We're good.
Part
Fuck
of a bird.
Fuck you, Iowa.
Part of a bird. Yeah. It's not a thing. Well, Hawkeye I mean, it is a thing. State. But so again, since it is, you know, arguably the disembodied version of a part of the hawk.
Fuck the Hawkeye, then.
All right, good. I'm just making sure.
I'm
going to
be consistent in this.
That's what I wanted. That's truly...
I'm going to be nearly consistent in this.
What about the stingray, the bird of the sea?
How high are you right now?
I'm being serious. It's the bird of the sea.
Where does it say that? Does it say
a
that?
A manatee is the cow of
it
the sea.
It is the cow of the sea, or a sea
yeah,
cow,
but
if you'd like.
Nickname, it has plausible call, name to the sea cow.
You could call why, sharks the human
why would
beings
you not
of the
imagine,
sea.
Hold
but
on.
Okay.
Why would you not imagine okay. that the fucking kite-shaped, huge goddamn thing in the water wouldn't fly in out of the water
then
place?
Then it's the butterfly of the sea, because it looks more like a butterfly.
What about the San Diego
butterfly in the sea? I could go twice as deep.
Again, I will admit. I did assume for a minute again that flight was the factor here, and I apologize. What about a shark then?
What type of shark? Great white, hammerhead?
The San
Street
Jose
shark?
The San Jose sharks.
The San Jose sharks. Technically bird related. Bird friends.
I want to know how they're bird friends. Are they pulling bird pranks?
I don't understand science either.
Sharks are as much of dicks as birds are, I feel like, so let's be real. Birds
no,
are dicks.
No, dolphins are more of dicks than sharks.
Yeah?
Saw a shark this weekend. You know what? Wasn't that much of a dick. It was swimming around and you had to evacuate the beach, but it wasn't much of a dick.
No, that's totally a dick move, man.
Yeah, that's a dick move.
That's like
you know
when
what?
That's like when that one dude shows up to the pool party
right.
and all
like
the
everybody
chicks
else has
gotta
to
leave the pool because
he took
that
a shit
dude
in the pool.
Is in the pool.
Oh, I thought you were gonna reference that comic where it's just two guys in the ocean. It's like, oh no, it's a shark. Don't worry, you're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark. And then it's just a cow comes up with a knife and just slits the dude's throat.